This is The Source on Texas Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Once a quiet town, not that far away from San Antonio, but far away from the frantic pace, the city of Boerne is starting now to attract more and more major commercial development. There's the Buc-ee's there now on I-10, and there's a $40 million mixed-use development project in the works on 17 Herf Road. That's slated to include apartments, retail stores, and office space. But there's some concerns that this will impact the Cibolo Creek and the Cibolo Nature Center and the aquifer recharge zones in the area. This is not a conversation directly about the 17 Herf Road development, but that's the jumping off point we want to take here as we talk about urban development in Boerne and in the Hill Country. This is happening all over. So how is this happening? You know, this growth is coming. It's already here. How are citizens and local leaders addressing the issues, keeping the concerns active for the folks who moved out to Boerne to get away from the city, and now the city is following them out there? This is part of the Texas Public Radio News Department's Growing Pains series as we look at the onslaught of, feels like 100 million, coming to the area over the next 40 years. Our guest this hour, we have Laura Talley. She's the Planning and Community Development Director for the City of Boerne. Bob Vollmer, he is a retired architect and property owner. And Charlie Riddle, the Assistant Vice President of the White's Man Group, who's doing this development on Herf Road. We invite you into the conversation. The number to call in is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And Charlie, welcome to The Source, and tell me about this project.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to it. This project has really turned into something that has grown into a very special project for myself. You know, I have to say it that way, but also for our city. We were aware that this property was, first of all, for sale about 4 or 5 years ago, and this was before Herf Road got actually extended and turned into the four-lane road that it is right now, and then it went back off the market. And we were aware that it was potentially going to be listed again for sale. I had reached out directly to the owners, and they had told me there were some specific uses that had contacted them, a medical use, a car dealership, and some storage uses that were all interested, and it had a pretty high price tag. I immediately, being a resident of Boerne, you know, Boerne is I'm in commercial real estate, and I specialize in land to development and primarily retail. And I've seen, you know, our city grow. I've seen it grow from the standpoint of more and more single-family homes, which I think is good. I think that more and more people should be able to enjoy the Hill Country. But I haven't seen a lot of commercial growth, and the commercial growth that I have seen isn't what, you know, I consider to be the highest and best use of our beautiful city and our land. So this particular track, which is an amazingly beautiful piece of property, it became clear to me that I had an opportunity. I had an opportunity to put together a group, a partnership, a development partnership, to try to do something special here. And we reached out to the city, and the city, you know, told us basically what they expected to see here, or what they thought the proper use would be here, and it fit kind of what I figured the highest and best use would be. And so from that point, we started working on a partnership to bring a true mixed-use development to the city, and ultimately do it in a way where it could really create connectivity and walkability in this specific location. This property is right on the border of a lot of residential and also a lot of new businesses that are forming, as well as our city park and then Herf Farm. Kind of catty corner to us, not necessarily adjacent to us, but catty corner to us is the Cibolo Nature Center. And these are things that I firmly believe people should be able to walk to and from and be able to enjoy. You know, in addition, there's two direct paths that people can leave our property and ultimately walk to downtown Main Street and to, you know, our River Road, where we have the Duck Pond and a lot of activity and a lot of great businesses there, like the Dodging Duck, which most people have all heard of, which is right there on River Road. So for us, it was an opportunity to prevent something catastrophic, in my opinion, from going there. And do something really special. And that's really how this has come about. I went to my father-in-law, who is Tom Cusick. He formerly owned Benefit Planners, which is one of the largest employers in the city for a very long time. He's also the same guy that stepped in and acquired Tapatio when Tapatio was really struggling. And, you know, I told him about this situation and I said, look, we got an opportunity to do something special here. And so he was all in. And we then formed with Carbon Thompson, who we have a great relationship with, who's a phenomenal multifamily developer, and told them, look, this needs to be mixed use. That's what the city kind of recommended here. And we believe in it. We think we can do something special to help protect and preserve this particular property. And so that's really how it came about.
We're talking about 250 luxury apartments overlooking the creek, an office building, two retail centers covering 23,000 square feet. Is that correct?
That's about correct, yes, sir.
Okay, but how many stories is this going to be?
So we have restricted this ourselves, and we are restricting it ourselves to three stories.
It could have gone higher.
Could have gone higher, absolutely.
Why restrict it?
We reached out to the neighbor, which is the Her Farm and Cibolo Nature Center.
The Her Farm is it's not an actual working farm. It is a historic area, right?
It is a
natural area.
It's a conservancy that they created. They've done a wonderful job with it. And they basically restored the original Herf Farm estate to its original condition. They run a farmer's market out of there.
They have like old-time baseball every once in a while. All sorts of cool things happen up there.
We have some old-time baseball in Bernie. I don't think they have it at Her Farm.
Okay.
But maybe they do. That'd be awesome if that was coming.
Yeah. So I'm just telling people that it's not a working farm. It is a part of the natural area.
Yeah. It's what they've basically created is the ability for people to come and people can kind of walk through and see how to do sustainable type living, water conservancy. They have a farmer's market, like I said, where locals are bringing in
and
produce.
So it's right in proximity to your development. And so people are concerned about how these things are going to work together. And so we're hearing from you. We're going to go to break in just a second. But when we come back, I want to hear about your I've read that you've talked about low-impact development. What does that mean? How are you going to try to mesh with the natural area that you have? And as a Bernie native, you know, your sensitivities and to that. Also, we're going to hear from the City of Bernie's Planning and Community Development Director about the master plan for the area, how people can get involved. There is a public hearing at a city council meeting coming up on Tuesday night. Also, we'll hear from residents and we'll take phone calls. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Urban development in our small towns like Bernie, Fredericksburg, all over the area, Kerrville, how this is happening in your area. We want to hear from you. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Bernie is feeling the burn, increased development and related growing pains out there. A new multi-use development happening on Herf Road. There's some concern from the public about what does this mean for their community and if they're going to lose their small town charm. Charlie Riddle is with us. He's the Assistant Vice President for the Weitzman Group, and he is taking the lead in this development, and he's been telling us about the plans for this. We're going to go to the phones in a little bit. We want to hear from residents about their thoughts about this plan, but also really about growth overall and how they see Bernie changing and what sort of opportunities the community has to weigh in on trying to get the Bernie that they want in other small towns for the future. It's not just Bernie, it's Floresville, everywhere. 210-614-8980. So, Charlie, when we went to the break, I wanted to ask you about the low-impact development. What does that mean? How are you doing that?
So low-impact development is really all about water quality. It's about managing storm water runoff and protecting the water bodies that you might be close to. It's been a fascinating process to dig deeper into this over the last 5 or 6 months, and we've really propelled our design and our plan to be really what will be recognized a renowned low-impact development. There's no question about it. What we've done is we've designed and planned for being able to capture the stormwater runoff, and we've used SARA, which is San Antonio River Authority's guidance to do this, and we feel like they are one of the leaders really in the nation. I know there's a lot of input from North Carolina and California, but San Antonio, ironically, is really taking the charge and doing a lot of things to promote low impact development, and their guidance is phenomenal. And so what we've done is, to qualify for a actual low impact development, you have to capture 60% of the storm water that comes from new impervious coverage. So when you develop a property and you put rooftops or you put
parking lots,
asphalt roads, you are adding impervious coverage to the ground.
So that's where rainwater cannot get into the ground. Now it's going to be collected. It's all going to run off into the gutters, but in the process, it's going to pick up the petroleum film that we have from our vehicles and what have you, and pesticides and fertilizers and we don't want those things getting into the creek. It'll hurt the creek, which is a beautiful natural area, but then also it's going to end up in the aquifer.
Exactly.
So the idea is to treat it at the source, because we no longer have fields of green to do that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so, you know, what we did is we made it a goal to become qualified, to capture the amount necessary to be considered a low impact development. That was our original goal.
So let me ask you, are you required to do low impact development?
Absolutely not.
So because you're in Kendall County and you're outside of the San Antonio ETJ and you don't have to do this stuff.
That's exactly right. And in San Antonio, it's not a requirement either.
Okay. So, but you're doing it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I just wanted to make that clear.
Yes, and actually, you know, I can announce, and you have in front of you a plan that is our plan that has us achieving a minimum of 70% capture, which is 10% higher than SARA's qualification, as well as the ability to hopefully get it as high as 80%. Now, we're giving ourselves a 10% cushion there because things can happen in construction, but it's really a phenomenal standard I believe we're setting.
All right, so let me switch over to the Planning and Community Development Director for the City of Bernie, Laura Talley. Tell me about the master plan that Bernie has for this area, which is a plan that you come up with. Like, we want to control growth. We want to make sure that Bernie does not have out of control growth and things happen that, you know, will hurt us for generations to come, and how this fits in with the master plan.
We do have a current master plan in place, we're in the process of updating that right now. So it's a good time to talk about this, because part of that master plan update will be updating the land use plan. The land use plan in this particular area actually shows it as residential. But 10 years ago, when we originally started that master plan, Herf Road was a two-lane little sleepy street. Since then, Herf Road, which runs along the front of this property, it has turned into a four-lane arterial that takes traffic off of River Road and down to Main Street and then back onto 10. So that really has affected this area. So the land use plan as it sits right now, it actually shows residential in this area. But because of the impact of the road and development around this area, I know Mr. Riddle described her farm as you described her farm as a green area, and it is a green area. It's a commercial use in an agricultural setting. the property across the creek from this property, and actually that abuts this property, belongs to the city of Bernie. It's our city park. And Cibolo Nature Center is housed in there. We leased the property to Cibolo Nature Center for their use. I think they pay $10 a year or something to be able to provide programs and so forth.
Yeah, they do a great service.
They do, absolutely. And we love Cibolo Nature Center. And we love Herf Farm, too. And they are features of the community. But the property that surrounds us now is high-density residential and then commercial. Right there at River Road and Herf Road.
But what is the vision for the area? I mean, do y'all just not want to become an overdeveloped area? Do you want to try and just have control growth where you do have walkability and green spaces?
Absolutely, we do want to do that. You know, part of the balance in between the commercial and the residential and how to grow is preserving the historic nature of the city of Bernie and looking at, you know, the green spaces and the trails and the walkability. All of that is part of what we're going to look at again with the master plan. It was important 10 years ago. It's been important ever since. And we look at that, and we still use that when we look at developments like this and any other development that comes into the city. We've written ordinances. We have stream corridor setbacks, tree preservation ordinance, lighting ordinances, noise ordinances, and so forth that adhere to the thoughts from 10 years ago in the master plan. And we'll do that again with this update of the master plan.
Okay, let me ask Bob Vollmer. He's also on our panel this afternoon. He's a Bernie property owner, and he wants to weigh in on the conversation. Bob, what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't have the pedigree to go along with the other conversation, but I would like to offer my description of the land parcel that we're talking about here. It's the last remaining tract of undeveloped land that inside the city limits that borders the creek. It's 26 acres. It abuts the floodplain. It abuts an environmentally sensitive area, which is the floodplain. It abuts the historic Herf Farm. It's a unique, loved piece of property for the community. It's roughly pie-shaped. One long side is on that major arterial that Laura just mentioned. The short side abuts the Herf Farm, our historic property. And the long side abuts the creek. And across the creek is the city park. It's also adjacent to the busiest intersection on the east side of the city, which happens to be a gateway intersection. So it's not just another chunk of developer property. It's pretty special to the community.
And what would you like to see happen to that piece of property, Bob?
Well, I would like to see something other than what is planned there, because I feel that the zoning requested on this particular site is inappropriate for this site.
Well, I mean, how is this being manifested, you know, through the political process or the planning process, these thoughts? I mean, development comes when there's private property up for sale. You know, people spend a lot of money and they buy it and they're going to do something with it.
Well, I understand that, but the city's not in any obligation to structure zoning to ensure their financial success.
So you want it zoned into single resident homes or something?
That's one possibility, yeah.
Okay. How is that working out? I mean, are you trying to? Talk to me what you really want, Bob.
I'm not getting much feedback, but it's my opinion that both of the two zonings requested are inappropriate for this particular piece of property. And without the requested zoning, this development doesn't go forward. So I think the zoning is inappropriate.
I would like to explain one thing. The zoning has not been requested. It's actually a recommendation by the city, by myself, and the Planning and Zoning Commission. The property was recently annexed into the city, and the first thing we do once property is annexed is we recommend a zoning that's appropriate for the property. So it was never a recommendation of Charlie Riddle or his group. It's our recommendation that's the appropriate zoning, and it comes from the, you know, expansion of Herf Road and the surrounding properties. So we felt like it was appropriate. It wasn't a request by the developer.
And appropriate for the property is the key word here.
Yes,
I don't think MU2 and R4 is appropriate for this piece of property.
So, I mean, there are laws and rules and regulations in regards to when someone brings something to the Planning and Zoning Commission, if it meets the standards and master plan and requirements that are put out by the city, it's very difficult for them to refuse that, because if you make it so that it's these things can be passed on a whim or any kind of political pressure that it sets up, that's not the rule of law. That's just, that's ruled by personality. And so there's what kind of options do you have at the city planning development to ignore the request?
If you are a concerned citizen and if you're aware that it's coming before planning and zoning, you can go and protest it. You can also protest it at the city council. And that's the avenue that the rest of the community has.
Okay, so is that what you're planning on doing? There's a meeting coming up here on Tuesday night, Bob.
Well, that's what we've been doing, is trying to get our views across. There's a lot of community unrest over this. My particular concern is that it's a wrong application of zoning for this site. Regardless of if it's new zoning or requested zoning, it's inappropriate for this particular site.
And what would you like to see go there, Bob?
Well, it's not my place to set zoning, as it is not the developer's place to set zoning, but if I was asked, the land use plan identifies this area as neighborhood residential. That's what Laura just mentioned.
Yes, sir.
And R1 is specifically applicable to neighborhood residential in the Bernie Master Plan. So R1 would be a good starting point. And in view of the uniqueness of this parcel of land and its relationship to the Cibolo and the adjacent parkland, I would, if I was queen for a day, I would include a rural cluster overlay to preserve the significant natural features worthy of preservation. And I would also, again, in consideration of this particular site, I'd limit the eligible lot types to large lots and manor lots. Now, this would allow development of this property, keep the density down, and preserve the uniqueness of this particular site. So if I was in charge, if I was a city planning person with no agenda, I would call it R1 with a CL overlay and with eligible lot types of large and manor. But again, that's just my opinion.
Well, we appreciate and value your opinion, Bob. As a former architect and as a Bernie resident, Charlie, in just a little bit of amount of time, can you react to that?
Yeah, I mean, going back to the reason that we decided to buy the property, which we do own, I wanted to prevent something that would absolutely have been very bad for the city and for this particular property. In addition, I want to fight just as hard to prevent something equally as bad from coming out of the zoning, which would be residential neighborhood. I mean, I have a site plan here that we have done that would be what a residential neighborhood would look like. And, the fertilizers from the yards, the pet waste, the trash from the houses, that would, in my opinion, devastate this special property and the creek, which I hold dearly.
Right, and then there's also the issue of affordable housing for the area. People may not be able to go buy a home, and there's probably not a lot of commercial apartments available in the area, so you have to think about what does this mean for affordable housing for the Bernie neighborhood as well, the Bernie city as well. We got a lot of callers, and we're going to be coming back from our break and be giving them some airtime. If you want to join the conversation, we'd love to have you. The number is 210-614-8980 as we talk about urban development in sweet old Bernie. Give us a call, 210-614-8980. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. It's been a while since you've been out to Bernie. You're going to notice things have changed out there quite a bit. Used to be a lot more quiet, not so much traffic. Now they've got traffic and they've got construction and they've got issues about urban growth, things that you would think would only be confined to the big metropolitan areas like San Antonio. Well, now it's come to Bernie. Growing pains in Bernie. We're talking about a development at 17 Herf Road. It's going to bring lots of 250 apartments, office building, commercial development as well. So How is this going to change Bernie? What is the future of Bernie? How are people going to get ahead of this and start planning and holding their public officials accountable to the wills of the community? Call in. We want to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980. And let's go to Conrad. And Conrad, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, hello. Yes, and forgive me if I have to leave. I'm on my lunch break here in Bernie at the time.
Okay.
And I want to say greetings to Charlie and greetings to Laura. We've had some lovely conversations as a concerned resident. I think what's interesting listening on the air over my lunch break is that one thing that I haven't heard shared as of yet is sort of public opinion. And the consensus of a public opinion that I've been exposed to, whether it's a publication of a poll within the Bernie Star, where over 50% of residents that did poll in were against this development, or whether it's the most recent journal entry about a high school protest happening on the corner of HERF and 46, with a consensus of young people, the future of Bernie, are not feeling that this particular development is what will most benefit the area. I think the question that comes into play is when many residents are voicing their concerns in a loving way and an active way, what does city staff do with that information? And I know we've heard from Charlie, and he brings up a very good point. If not this development, what development? And I think what city staff need to consider within Bernie is that we need to be proactive with our zoning so it doesn't put all parties into such a conflict where developers are unfortunately sometimes demonized, concerned citizens are seen as radicals possibly, and city staff are put in a very compromising situation. So those are my two cents, and I hope that we move forward as a resident for the better.
All right, Conrad, appreciate it. Let me ask you a question, Conrad. You still there?
Yes, sir. I'm
so
sorry.
If this project moves forward and it happens the way that Charlie Riddle is planning, do you think, though, that this will have a long-term effect on Bernie and people like yourself getting together and trying to make sure that future development follows the sentiment of the popular opinion?
Yes, I think when these types of decisions are made, it becomes a catalyst for people that really want their voice to be heard. If anything, I think then we look at our convictions and we say we have to play a bigger role in city government. If our sentiment isn't there for the future planning, then we have to make our voices heard in a responsible yet loving and respectful way. Those are my two cents on that.
All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. So, Laura Talley, over the Planning and Community Development Director for the City of Bernie, how do you weigh public opinion on this? You look at that newspaper poll. Does that have weight?
I have seen all that, and we have been following that. And Conrad is probably, he is one of two people that I have actually had direct conversation with, and I appreciate that conversation. The good thing that has come out of all of this is that the community has been activated. Property owners have been activated, and everybody is now getting involved in the process. So we do listen to everybody, and we consider everybody's concerns when weighing this out. I do believe the zoning on this property is the proper zoning, but I do understand the ordinances and so forth that will be involved in developing this property. So I feel like we've protected it in many ways already. And that's what people don't understand, is they don't know what's involved when somebody does come in and develop it and what ordinances they're going to have to follow and so forth. So I'm comfortable with what staff has recommended for the zoning on this property because I do know what will be protected.
Okay, another caller, Wayne. And Wayne, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thanks. Thank you for the opportunity. I guess the real question is, if not this development, what development? And I've talked to so many people in the community who seem to be against this, but really don't know the steps this developer has taken to ensure the environmental quality down there. He's gone well above and beyond what the city requires, what we require as a state or regionally. I can't imagine any developer openly and willingly doing that to help protect this environment. The steps, and I followed this fairly closely throughout the process. To be honest with you, I thought it was a great idea to begin with, and now that I see what he's done, what Charlie has done in the way of making a great community there, I'm even more supportive of it. But what concerns me, the people who I've visited with who seem to be against it, they really don't know. They just are bristling at the thought or the idea of development.
Okay.
That's a concern. They're having an opinion, but they don't have necessarily a well-informed opinion as to what's going on there. And if they were truly concerned about the water quality in the Cibolo, I would. My input would be, we have an overpopulation of domesticated ducks on that creek, and people are letting their children swim in there, and the amount of E. coli and pollution just from that overpopulation of domesticated waterfowl downtown certainly lends itself not to an environmentally healthy environment for that the Cibolo Creek.
All right, overpopulation of ducks, that's a new one. Is that?
That is true.
Maybe Bernie should have a duck confit festival and do something with that. But Bob Vollmer, your property owner, former architect, and you're kind of taking the lead here on our panel talking about people who have concerns. What about citizens coming together permanently trying to cajole and elect people who are going to follow your concerns?
Well, I assume that'll be the next step. I'd like to address the last point. In terms of doing such a great job, I mean, I just disagree. The MU designation has about 46 permitted uses that they can put in, stuff that can go in there, all the way from gas stations to a mortuary to a vet clinic. That's 46 permitted uses that go in and on this commercial property in this delicate site. I just fail to see how that's appropriate. I fail to see how it meets the purpose or the applicability of our own zoning guide. I mean, the zoning is going to set the development in this parcel of property.
Okay, Charlie Riddle, did you
want to... If zoning is allowed to go on, it will domino all the way down Herf Road.
Okay, so Bob, thank you for that. We're going to keep you in the conversation, so don't go away. Charlie Riddle, you're the guy doing the development. What about that?
Yes, sir. You know, what we've actually done, knowing that, you know, we can't really enter into a development agreement with the city until this is actually zoned, although we have laid out a lot of terms of what we're willing to do and restrict ourselves to, we know that development agreement will get done with the city after zoning. But what we have done is we've created our own development agreement that will actually deed restrict through covenants and restrictions on the property that we are working with the Nature Center, the Cibolo Nature Center, to actually control those restrictions. We have gone back and forth on this agreement, and we're hopeful that this agreement will get signed. If it does not get signed by the Cibolo Nature Center, then I'm going to willingly offer it up to Mr. Vollmer or Mr. Wirt or anybody that wants to form a legitimate entity that would hold those restrictions, and we will restrict certain uses on this property, many of which you just named.
All right, and you know, you're not normally going to hear that from a developer working on a multi-million dollar project. Particularly, normally you're not going to get someone like that even in the studio to talk about a project. They're going to be in Singapore or someplace else around the world, not really a local boy trying to make something that he has his sensitivity for. And I think that's worth noting. I mean, do you recognize that, Bob?
I recognize that the requested zoning is to maximize the financial returns of this project. That's what I recognize.
Okay. All right, so let's get another caller on the air, Kendra. Hi, Kendra. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for having me. I am a long-term resident of Bernie. I grew up here, went to school here. I'm now raising my children here. And this controversy over the 17 Herf property, I believe, is part of a much larger issue between the citizens and the city officials and our city leaders. What I see is that we have a master plan. And the current master plan, as our city planner stated earlier, designated this area as residential. Now, we've seen some changes to the road there, but it feels like because of the changes to the road, the city just wants to throw out the master plan. And what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing when I talk to people around town, what I feel myself, is that when the city throws out the master plan and goes off on their own, we lose trust. The citizens lose trust with the city. And that's the absolute worst position we can be in as we are in the midst of this rapid growth. We have to be able to trust each other. We have to be able to align on a big picture strategy as outlined in our master plan, and we have to stick to it. Now, she also mentioned that we are undergoing a revision of the master plan, and it's needed. It's 10 years old. But there's a sense in which we're trying to slip this zoning of the 17 hearth property under the radar because the road changed since our last master plan, and we don't have the new one yet.
Okay.
So,
Kendra, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. You brought up some great points, particularly I like the thing about trust. That is important for a community like Bernie. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Still more callers to get on the air. We want you in our conversation if you got something to say. 210-614-8980 as we talk about Bernie feeling the development burn out there in the Hill Country. How are they going to create balance? You know, growth is coming, but we also want to maintain the small town, beautiful feel that we've had always at Bernie. This is The Source at Texas Public Radio. As part of Texas Public Radio News' ongoing series called Growing Pains, where we're looking at the rapid growth we're seeing in San Antonio, but also in our surrounding area. We're talking about Bernie and the development on the Cibolo Creek there has caught people's eye. It's going to be a major development, a $40 million deal, and 250 apartments, office building, and shops all going in that area, a very sensitive area. But Kendall County is the second fastest growing county in the country. Bernie has seen a 5% skyrocketing spike in its population going from 2015 to 2016. They are seeing the growth out there. What about balanced growth, and what about trust in your local officials in trying to make sure that this growth is done correctly? Let me ask Laura Talley about that. She's the Planning and Community Development Director for the City of Bernie.
Right, and that was a good question, Kendra. I mean, trust is important, and this has been a very open process, and it's a little frustrating to hear from folks that don't seem to know what's been going on all this time, but this has actually been from annexation to this point, it's been going on since December, and we've had public hearings on it. The developer came in and just as a discussion item before the Planning and Zoning Commission and talked about the development as a whole in the very beginning before it even went for zoning. So we are open. We do have public forums for people to come in and talk, and anybody can come to those meetings and listen, and they don't even have to come to the meetings. They can listen to it on video when they on their computers. But
and isn't there a meeting Tuesday night?
There's the city council. It's a public hearing on Tuesday night before.
And this
city
is
council.
On the agenda.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be
that will be the zoning.
And so it's probably going to be some fireworks there.
There will probably be some fireworks. I imagine there will be a lot of people that will speak. Hopefully, it won't be fireworks, but I'm sure there will be a number of people that will speak. I know that Mr. Riddle plans to be there and talk about the development, and he will probably say a lot of what he's been able to say today. That's part of the reason I'm here, is trying to get this information out and make people understand that we don't fly by the seat of our pants. I mean, we do have the master plan that we follow. It is a guide that we follow. The land use plan is a guide that we follow, and we're in the process of updating that now. We will have a public forum on that May the 4th at the Kronkowski Place at 5:30 to 7:30. That I hope everybody that is listening today will attend that. That is part of the open process, and that's part of trying to gain trust and get information from the public and decide what is important to them and how we grow the community based on their thoughts and opinions.
Okay, let's get some phone calls in here.
I'd like to address Kendra's comment on trust, if I might.
Bob Vollmer, sure, you go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, in regards to trust and the process, there's a considerable amount of public distrust out there. In fact, I was at the planning and zoning meeting when this parcel came up, and the designation of the master plan was dismissed and basically poo-pooed as being out of date and didn't apply to this particular site. Yet not 15 minutes later, it was applicable to another piece of property about a mile away because it supported that piece of property. So that's the kind of thing that erodes public trust.
And Bob Bulmer, we heard as we were talking to people to getting this program together, and we spent a couple of weeks trying to get this on the air. Mm-hmm. Some people didn't want to talk because they're afraid of retaliation, and we don't know what they meant by that. Any ideas?
Well, it's a small town. I mean, it's you see these people every day. They're employees of the city. It's just a small town, and people are always concerned about being held accountable or held to task over something.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Jack is on the line. Hey, Jack, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, thanks very much. Not too long ago, I got a copy of a master plan map for Bernie that was, I was a consultant, I'm a city planner by AICP by trade, by profession. And we did a job back for Bernie back in 91, 93, can't recall exactly. But someone sent me, a copy of the land use map that was part of the master plan. And I just wanted to share that the future land use that we had for that area, if it were to be developed along HERF and, would be a low to medium density residential type of development. All along that side of the creek. So I've driven every road back that time. I drove every road of that city because I was doing the land use component. And, myself and a couple other consultants, that's what we put forward, and it was approved. And so I understand that there needs to be some kind of consistency when we make a decision as the city council members make a decision. And I can see that sometimes that trust disappears if you change it.
Okay. All right, Jack, thank you for the call. Let me go to Toby. He's called in. Toby, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, good. I was curious. I think Laura had mentioned it, but the planning and zoning does, they have a committee that's made up of citizens, and those are, folks from the area that live here that, kind of put their they go in there and vote on, what things need to be after it's been, master planned. Didn't they get a chance to vote on that? And if it did, what were their, that they voted to go forward with what, was already recommended, correct?
They did vote on that. The vote was 7-1 in favor of the MU2 and R4.
So this went to a vote?
Yes, sir.
And overwhelmingly passed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Laura has on the line. Laura, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. So I just want to, I'm a local area resident, and I enjoy the Cibolo Nature Center. I go hiking there with my kids and walk along the river and things like that. And I think that's one of the beautiful natural features of Bernie that is why it's so appealing for people to join there. And so the thing I've heard discussed earlier in the program was about stormwater runoff and things like that, but I think that there's more to consider besides that. There's the animals and other wildlife that's around the area there, which is getting kind of smaller and smaller to support them, that need access to the river for water and whatnot, as well as when you're enjoying the Cibolo Nature Center right now across, it's a nice field and it's natural, that's the nature center, versus being a developed residential project with apartment complexes and parking lots, basically abutting up to the riverbank there. And so I don't have a specific development that I think would be better, but I do think that a lower density project that's not going to be driving an increased amount of traffic to that area, which is already a very busy intersection, and having a lot of residents in that area would be preferable. And I know that people have mentioned that, and that was the current and past zoning plan. And I wouldn't characterize that area as a development area right now. So they've increased the size of the road to handle additional traffic. Across Highway 46, there's a gas station and things. But that area right now is not a commercial developed area. There's not restaurants down along HERF Road there. There's not other shops and things like that. So it definitely changes the feel of that whole area. And I think that it's the rights and the responsibility of the people who live there to speak out to our representatives and for them to represent us in our wishes for how the area is developed and to try and maintain the things about the Bernie area that make people want to be there in the first place.
Laura, are you going to go to the council meeting on Tuesday?
This is the first I have heard of it, so it looks like I am off work and I may be able to go. I was working during the last one, so I haven't been able to attend, but I'm active in online forums and things like that where people have been speaking out. So there has been a great deal of public opinion against this project. And no doubt some people who do support it as well. I mean, obviously it's not 100%, but
sure.
I think that the fact that a change is required to be made that's not supported by a large part of the community is important to respect.
Okay. One last caller with Rick. And Rick, welcome to the source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I've been listening to the discussion. Some really intelligent people, Mr. Vollmer, Conrad, the young lady that was just on, I really liked what they had to say, especially Mr. Vollmer. He seems so professional and deeply thought out words and expressions. And I believe that somebody that's in an office, like where you come in to make design and you listen to somebody and then you vote on something, you got that maybe in your mind, and the people that vote on it go, oh, yeah, person running the office pushes it one way. But it sounds like the community over there is really overwhelmingly negative about it. So you guys maybe ought to take a step back. My only other thought about it is I'm an airline pilot. I've been an airline pilot all my life, over 40 years, flown all kinds of places around the world. But nightlight debris is like a really big thing with me. And you guys over there in Bernie, I can see your lights from my property over in Helotes becoming more brighter and brighter. And I'm going, because you're developing more and more, it's like you guys are becoming this it'd be like seeing Chicago from 300 miles away at 25,000 feet, you know? And it's like you go, wow, that's really a place that's growing and growing fast, but you lose a lot of stuff when you start developing, and maybe you ought to go with a little bit lighter development, or let, like the guy said, Riddle said, hey, if this doesn't work, give it to somebody like Vollmer. This guy he's an architect. I mean, this guy, that's his passion. This is
right, but that's not exactly what he said. He was talking about trying to come up with an agreement that can be held and so a low-impact development could be maintained. But, Rick, I appreciate all of your great points, and the bright lights of Bernie is something that, you know, that's growing and growing as we speak. Rick, you want to Riddle, you want to address that real quick?
Yeah, I'd just like everybody to know that we are committed to dark sky lighting for the entire project. We are also committed to cats on a leash as part of our deal so that they can't get to the birds. We have a large setback from the creek to preserve that natural area and natural vegetation and to preserve those trails that so many people like.
Okay, and Bob Vollmer, really quick, sir, you got about 20 seconds.
Those applications can be applied to any density that's put on this site. The requested density is simply too great. R4 is too great. MU2 is too great.
All right. It's going to be a wing dinger of a city council meeting in Bernie on Tuesday night as people come forth to offer their opinion about the development of the village at 17 Herf Road in Bernie. And we were great to happy to have him on and have this conversation and back and forth, educate folks about what's happening in our neighboring communities. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.